Hey, what's up, everybody? On today's episode of Amon Sharon's Pirate Radio Podcast, I will be reviewing Raw 25 and giving my predictions for the Royal Rumble. So Raw overall, the 25th anniversary was really, I think, a good show. I had fun watching it. I think the fans at the Barclays Center probably really enjoyed it, and the fans at the who were there live at the Manhattan Center probably felt gypped because almost all of the action was going on at the Barclays Center. But overall, I do think it was a really good show. To start the show, we had Shane and Stephanie thanking the wrestlers, the staff, and the fans for everything they did to help Raw reach its 25th anniversary. They brought up Vince, presented him with the plaque. Then Vince went heel on the crowd and said the 25th anniversary plaque was cheap like Brooklyn, which led to us hearing the glass break and Stone Cold coming out, which I think was a great way to start the show, because when people think of the classic episodes of Raw over the 25 years, they think of Stone Cold whooping ass, open up a can of whoop ass on everyone, especially Vince. So Vince tries to convince Stone Cold that he's old and fragile, that he lives in a retirement home, and to go after Shane instead of him, which Stone Cold does. He gives his tenor to Shane, and then eventually to Vince, which, like I said, is the perfect way to start off the show, because when you think of Raw, you think of Stone Cold and the Stunner. Then we had the eight-woman tag with Asuka, Mickey, Bayley, and Sasha teaming up against Nia and Absolution with Alicia Fox and Paige at ringside. So at the end of the match, we had Alicia Fox tapping to the bank statement from Sasha Banks. And the match was fine, but I really liked at the end we had Asuka throwing her team over the rope to give a preview for the first ever Women's Royal Rumble, which I do think Asuka should win. Asuka would be my pick to win the first Women's Royal Rumble. People say you can keep her undefeated streak alive with singles matches and have her lose the Royal Rumble, but I think Asuka should be challenging Alexa Bliss for the title at WrestleMania. On the next scene, we had Kurt backstage with some unfamiliar faces from the past that we might not have expected, like Brother Love and Boogeyman, one of the probably the scariest characters of all time with the worms in his mouth, which was cool. I like how they brought everyone back, and it was nice. I think they did the right thing just to show everyone a little love and give them some TV time. Then we had The Undertaker at the Manhattan Center. His promo was really vague. I do think if he was going to retire, that he would have had a retirement speech. So based on that, I do think we will see him at WrestleMania. But I didn't really know what to make of that promo. It's very vague. I thought the video package was cool, where with all of his highlights from his time on Raw. So we did see hear the one more match chant, so I do think he will be wrestling at WrestleMania. I don't know if it will be against John Cena, but I do think he will have a match at WrestleMania. Then we had the poker backstage, which was cool to go back to that scene throughout the show, adding more and more people. And we had the Million Dollar Man. Next, they brought out some of the past GMs from Raw, including William Regal, Eric Bischoff, John Laurinaitis, and Daniel Bryan. And then we had The Miz and Daniel Bryan face off before The Miz would go on to challenge Roman Reigns for the Intercontinental title. I thought it was a very good match. I do think that it's important that Miz won relatively clean, because too often it seems like Miz cheats to win, or he's not put over as a good wrestler, which he is. So I do think that they did the right thing by having him win clean over Roman Reigns. Even though we did expose the turnbuckle, it's not like it still made him look like a good wrestler and that he deserved to beat Roman Reigns and win the Intercontinental title. The only thing that worries me with this is that it puts Roman Reigns in the position to possibly win the Royal Rumble and go on to challenge Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, which I don't think anyone wants to see. We've seen that already, and I do think you can have Roman Reigns challenge Brock Lesnar for the Universal title at WrestleMania without having him win the Royal Rumble. After that, we went back to the backstage poker, and which is cool, like I said. They got a chance for everyone to get some TV time. Then we had Christian hosting the Peep Show with guests, the tag champs, Jason Jordan and Seth Rollins. Jordan, of course, was booed, and Sheamus and Cesaro came out. They brought out the You Suck chance for Jordan. Cesaro said, "It's not you, it's not your father. Kurt Angle sucks, it's you." And then we had the You Suck chance. The fight breaks out, which leads to Rollins jumping into Jason Jordan after Cesaro jumps out of the way. And as far as Jason Jordan goes, I think, well, it's obviously leading to his heel turn. I would think it'd be really cool to have him turn on Kurt Angle and Seth Rollins and set up a longer term angle with him and Kurt Angle. I could even see the possibility of Jason Jordan wrestling Kurt Angle, which I actually think would be a good match and something I would be interested in seeing. Then we had the Alexa Bliss interview backstage with Charlie. Charlie comes out, and Ric Flair also came out, which I think I've seen enough of. I think it does take away from Charlotte's character to have her father come out. She doesn't need Ric Flair there to back her up. She's a great promo, great wrestler. I don't think we need that, and I think that takes away from the power of her character. But that doesn't mean I wouldn't like to see Ric Flair. But I don't think it needs to always be with Charlotte. But I do like the idea of them facing off, because they obviously both want to face the winner of the Royal Rumble at WrestleMania. So that creates an interesting dynamic between them. Next, we had Bray Wyatt versus Matt Hardy at the Manhattan Center. Quick match. Bray Wyatt beats Matt Hardy with Sister Abigail. Also really unfortunate that this was such a short match, because it was at the Manhattan Center and those fans probably deserve to see a lot more. I can imagine those tickets were probably very expensive. Then we saw some of the greatest female superstars over the history of Raw. The Bella Twins, Maryse, Kelly Kelly, Lillian Garcia, the ring announcer, Jacqueline, Tori Wilson, Michelle McCool, Terry, Maria Kanellis, and Trish Stratus. As far as who we could see out of these women at the Women's Royal Rumble, I would think there's a good chance one of the Bella Twins or Trish Stratus. I think that'll probably be it. But I am interested to see who they bring in. And obviously we've all heard the rumors of Ronda Rousey, which would be the biggest name. And I do think she will be in the Rumble. I want her to be in the Women's Royal Rumble, but I do not think she should win. I think that's unfair to the rest of the roster to have her just come in right away and win. But I do think she'll get a huge pop when she comes out. Okay, next we had Elias backstage with Chris Jericho. They both played a little guitar, and we had Elias making the list. And that was really cool to see, especially after Chris Jericho just had that amazing match with Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom. That was awesome to see that him and Vince obviously still have somewhat of a probably good relationship, and that he could possibly be back in the WWE, which is really exciting. And it bodes well for the future to have a crossover with other brands like New Japan or Ring of Honor. That would be really cool. Imagine if this could bring Kenny Omega for a dream match with any one of the top guys, like Kenny Omega, John Cena, or anyone really. I would love to see Kenny Omega wrestle so many people on the roster, or Alpha versus Omega 2 in WWE. That would be great. Okay, then we have Elias in the ring. He's on the guitar. He trashed all the legends, which brings out John Cena. We saw Jimmy Fallon in the crowd. Cena gets some offense, and then Elias hits the low blow on Cena and then hits him across the back with a guitar. And then Elias hits the drift away. And I don't think I would want to see anyone get the John Cena match more than Elias. The only one that's in that conversation with me would be Undertaker versus John Cena at WrestleMania. But I think, honestly, I'd rather see Elias versus John Cena at WrestleMania. It's not something that we expect from the WWE. It's not something that, you know, you would have believed if you were told that was the match a year ago for John Cena at WrestleMania. But I really think we could see that at WrestleMania. It's something I really want to see. And also, I would like to see John Cena win. I think that would be better for getting Elias's character over, because John Cena has lost so many times. And that could also set up a longer storyline between Elias and John Cena. So hopefully that's the match for them at WrestleMania. Somebody had more poker backstage. Heath Slater continues to lose and lose and lose, which is funny. We had after that, Titus and Apollo Crews versus Heath Slater and Rhino, which felt like a huge drop-off until that led to us getting to see the return of the Dudley Boys, which was fun. And also, I thought it was really funny how they all turned on Heath Slater, the angle with Rhino trying to toughen up Heath Slater, and everyone raised hands together after they threw Heath Slater through the table. I thought that was very funny. Okay, then we had the AJ Styles interview. AJ Styles tells Charlie Caruso to get out of town. We get to see Mean Gene Oakland, and AJ is confident headed into his Royal Rumble match against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in the 2-on-1 match. I was a little confused with this because they were talking about co-champions. Like, what would happen? Is it going to be the first person to pin AJ, whether that be Kevin or Sami? Or if one of them wins, it's going to be co-champions? I'm not really sure. I don't think they did a good job of explaining that on SmackDown. But regardless, I think AJ Styles will win, because that's how they've been setting up with him losing a couple weeks in a row to Kevin and Sami. So my prediction would be AJ winning. Okay, then we go back to the Manhattan Center. We had DX. Shawn rips Triple H for going corporate. They talk about their highlights over the years. They thank the fans. And then they bring out the New Age Outlaws, X-Pac, who got the 1-2-3 chance, Razor Ramon, which is really cool to see them all get back together at the Manhattan Center. I think it was really cool that they did that, because they're, you know, classic Raw. The D-Generation X is has been a Raw staple over the years. And then they bring out the Balor Club, which was cool because obviously they have the dynamic of the two suite going back with the Bullet Club, and where they got that was obviously D-Generation X. So that was cool that they did that. It shows that they're paying attention. So they all do the two sweet in the middle of the ring, and then the Revival come out, and the Good Brothers, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, beat the Revival, and then the Revival takes all of DX's finishers and the coup de grace from Finn, which was great. It's unfortunate for the Revival, but someone had to do it, and the Revival's coming back, and it was good that they got a chance to get on the show. Then we had that segment with the triple threat match between Kane, Brock Lesnar, and Braun Strowman. The Monster versus the Beast versus the Machine. So I think it's pretty clear that the finish of this match and the reason Kane in this match is to get the pin from Brock Lesnar. And I think that's fine. I just think they have to... Even though it's predictable, I think that's fine. I think they just have to find a creative way to have Braun Strowman come out of that match still looking strong. Because he needs to be the one to eventually take that title, and so they need to keep him looking good coming out of that match. So whether it be tying him up, I don't know what they'll do, but they have to not have him take the pin, have Kane take the pin, and bring Braun Strowman out of that match looking good. So that's what I think is going to happen. It's going to be Brock Lesnar pinning Kane and retaining the title. But I do think, and I do hope, we will see Braun Strowman come back and enter the Royal Rumble later that night. So we're just going to do quickly my predictions for the rest of the Royal Rumble card to go over each of the main matches. So first we have the SmackDown tag team championships with the Usos versus Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin in a 2 out of 3 falls match. I could see this going either way, but for prediction, I would have to say it's going to be Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable winning the titles. I think they built them up really strong on SmackDown, and I think it's time for the Usos to lose the titles. They have it for a while, and we feel like most of last year was just the Usos versus the New Day. So I think it'll be Shelton, Benjamin, and Chad Gable winning the titles, which will be good. I think they need to freshen up that division a little bit because there's so many good teams. But obviously the Usos will still stay in the title picture, just not as the champions. Okay, then the Raw Tag Team Championships title match with Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan versus Cesaro and Sheamus. For this one, I think we'll see some strife between Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan, and we'll have Cesaro and Sheamus take the titles. The Bar, one of the best tag teams in either both Raw and SmackDown, and I think they're going to win. I think we have too much of Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan arguing with each other, and we could see Jason turning on Seth and Kurt really soon. So that could happen. I don't know if it'll happen at the Royal Rumble, but I think they won't be able to work together as a team, and Cesaro and Jason Jordan and The Bar will take back their titles. So that's so far two of the champions losing, with Chad Gable, Shelton Benjamin winning, and The Bar winning. So then we have the triple threat match, Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman versus Kane. We went over this already. We're going to have Brock Lesnar winning, keeping Braun Strowman strong, Kane taking the pin, and then hopefully we see Braun Strowman later that night in the Royal Rumble match. Okay, and then we have the 2-on-1 handicap match, AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. So I think, I'm not positive, but I think Kevin and Sami will have to tag each other to get into the ring. So this sets up AJ. This gives AJ a chance. If it was a triple threat match and they both could be in the same time, it would be harder for AJ to look good or realistically look good. But like I said, I think AJ Styles will win. That's how they've been building up with the storyline between Daniel Bryan and Kevin and Sami and Shane with AJ. I hope both Daniel Bryan and Shane will be at ringside, because that just has been such a big part of the story. But I do think we will see AJ Styles retaining. All right. So then we're going to go to the first ever 30 women over the top Royal Rumble match. So a lot of things I want to see. First, I think the first entrant into the ring should be Asuka. She should be the first to just prove how strong she is. And then I think they should bookend it with the big surprise, or not really a surprise if you've been paying attention, Ronda Rousey entering at number 30 with the ring clear. And I want to see that showdown between Asuka and Ronda Rousey. And I think Asuka should throw Ronda over the top to win the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match. Other people that I wouldn't be surprised if they won, I would say Sasha Banks, Nia Jax, and Becky Lynch. Those are the other three I could see winning. But it's going to be, the only four I could see winning would be Sasha, Asuka, Nia Jax, and Becky Lynch. That's really it. I don't think we'll see Ronda winning, just because it would be unfair to the rest of the roster to have her come in and win something that she didn't have any part in, the lead up to the Women's Revolution. It would be unfair for her to just come and win right away. So my prediction of that is Asuka winning. Okay, and now I don't know if this will go on last, or they'll put the women on last because it's the first Royal Rumble match, but we have the men's Royal Rumble match. So far, we have 18 entered, with Roman Reigns just being added today. So, I'd start off with people I don't want to see win. I do not want to see Randy Orton win again. I don't want to see John Cena win because we've just seen it so many times. And it would be really predictable if either of them won. I don't want to see Bray Wyatt win. Who else has entered? Baron Corbin, I don't think, will win. Matt Hardy won't win. But I definitely do not want to see Roman Reigns win. Roman Reigns win. It's a very realistic possibility. Probably has like a 10 or 15, 10, maybe even a 20% chance of winning. But I don't think anyone wants to see that finish. I think he will get booed out of the building if we see Roman Reigns win. But I, like I said earlier, there's a realistic way you could have Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for the Universal title at WrestleMania without having Roman Reigns win the Royal Rumble. I think the two fan picks, the two fan favorites here are Finn Balor and Shinsuke Nakamura. I think the match everyone wants to see is Finn Balor versus Brock Lesnar. I think that was the original plan, but it doesn't look like that's happening anymore. It looks like they're going a different way. And from what I've been hearing, it's going to be someone from SmackDown winning the Royal Rumble, which could include John Cena because he's a free agent. But the most likely person from SmackDown would be Shinsuke Nakamura, which I think would be great. Shinsuke versus AJ, main eventing WrestleMania, would be something the fans would love to see and would be a great match with history going back to New Japan. Imagine that video package. If they could get some of the footage from New Japan, that would be amazing. I think they could sell that really well. They're both obviously really good wrestlers. AJ's probably the best in the world right now. So hopefully Shinsuke could win. Shinsuke, so the fan pick and one of the few people that would really get a positive reaction all around from the crowd. Now, what's on everyone's mind, will Daniel Bryan enter the Royal Rumble? At first, even if you asked me this like a month ago, I would say definitely not. But something really interesting, and I don't know how much stock anyone puts in this. It's kind of ridiculous that it even exists. But the betting lines have, I don't know what they're at right now, but it's pretty significant odds that Daniel Bryan could win the match. I don't know what the odds exactly are, but it's significant enough that no one's ever had this high of an odds to win and not been entered in the Royal Rumble. So for that reason, obviously people really do bet on this, so there's got to be some realistic aspect to these odds. I think we could see Daniel Bryan in this match, and I don't think he'll win because it hasn't been built up like that, but I hope we do, just for the pop to see him wrestle again. If he wrestles again, I do hope at least his first few matches will be in a WWE ring. So we'll see. No one's going to get cheered and harder than Daniel Bryan if he comes out. Hopefully it'll be at number 30. You never know. So hopefully we see that. As far as WrestleMania for Daniel Bryan, I think it should be him against Shane McMahon. Or him against AJ Styles. If he was on Raw, I would say him against The Miz, but obviously he's on SmackDown, and it's been building up that way on SmackDown against him against Shane or AJ. So that's that. Also, I think Braun Strowman could win. My three picks to win would be either Finn Balor, Braun Strowman, or Shinsuke Nakamura. That's who I would like to see win. Obviously, the WWE would loved if the fans, if it was played for an empty arena, they'd probably have Roman Reigns win, just because you if the fans weren't a factor, I'm sure they would just have Roman Reigns win. But I really hope they don't do that. So I really hope it's either Finn, Shinsuke, or Braun Strowman. I think they would get unanimously cheered. So that's that. Just to go over it one more time, we'll have my predictions are Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable over the Usos, The Bar over Jason Jordan and Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar pinning Kane to retain the Universal title, AJ over Kevin and Sammy in the 2-on-1 handicap match, Asuka winning for the women in the first ever Women's Royal Rumble. And we're going to go with Shinsuke Nakamura winning the Men's Royal Rumble. Men's Royal Rumble. That's it for me this week. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Tune in next week. We're going to review the Royal Rumble. And that's about it. Thanks for tuning in.